Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Crocodile on the Sandbank by Elizabeth Peters, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This book is copyrighted 1975 by Elizabeth Peters. This recording is copyrighted 1990 by Recorded Books. Amelia Peabody embarks upon her debut Egyptian adventure, armed with unshakable self-confidence, a journal to record her thoughts, and, of course, a sturdy umbrella. Now Amelia finds herself up against an unknown enemy and perilous forces that threaten to make her first Egyptian trip also her last. And now, Crocodile on the Sandbank.
Chapter 1. When I first set eyes on Evelyn Barton Forbes, she was walking the streets of Rome. I am informed by the self-appointed critic who reads over my shoulder as I write that I have already committed an error. If those seemingly simple English words do indeed imply that which I am told they imply to the vulgar, I must in justice to Evelyn find other phrasing. In justice to myself, however, I must insist that Evelyn was doing precisely what I have said she was doing, but with no ulterior purpose in mind. Indeed, the poor girl had no purpose and no means of carrying it out if she had. Our meeting was fortuitous, but fortunate. I had, as I have always had, purpose enough for two. I had left my hotel that morning in considerable irritation of spirits. My plans had gone awry. I am not accustomed to having my plans go awry. Sensing my mood, my small Italian guide trailed behind me in silence.